It is time to talk about the weekend that was with our weekend warrior, Anthony Dockrell. A very good morning.
Good morning, Nick. How's it going?
Very good, thank you. Now, I know nothing about what happened this weekend. I went away, I left Sydney, and I didn't even check my phone.
Look, it's been one of those kind of weekends, lots of bits and pieces. I mean, obviously a bombing in New York, which is quite serious. And the Swans won.
The Swans did one.
Yeah, so they've lived another week of footy's fever, and they'll be playing next week against the Cats. If they win that, they're into the grand final. GWS win, they're into the grand final. All Sydney grand final. Melbourne will melt.
Melbourne will melt. I was saying earlier, I'm really into it, not because I really care about either of those teams, but because just annoying Victoria is always such a fun pastime.
Yes. I mean, the one fly in the ointment is the Swans have got an injury list as long as your arm, so that's going to actually hamper them a bit. Look, Malcolm Turnbull's overseas at the moment. Now, he, Julie Bishop, Peter Dutton will be going to Barack Obama's summit on refugees. Let's hope the other invitees have actually something positive to offer. Now, Turnbull's showing he's not about to roll over on border policy anytime soon. He had this to say, our policy on border protection is the best in the world.
Wow.
Public opinion will not accept a generous humanitarian program, a substantial migration program, unless the government is seen to be in command of its borders. So there you go. We've got the best border protection policy in the world. Aussie. Yeah. It's the kind of policy that pretends that Nauru is in charge of everything, even though we're paying for it. And, you know, the kind of policy where people set themselves on fire because they see no hope. Yes. But look, in regards to the generous humanitarian program that Turnbull mentioned, we were going to settle 12,000 Syrian refugees. You know, they come from Syria, that place that we bombed the wrong place on the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So far, we've settled about 3,500. Only took a year. So at this rate, it'll be another three more years before we get to 12,000.
They'll be fine waiting, won't they?
Well, look, it's not a humanitarian crisis, is it?
No.
Now, look, Australia's about to get hammered on Tuesday at the UN and probably also at Obama's shindig. So, you know, Turnbull's also doubling down as he wants to do. He goes, we don't tell anybody else how to run their country.
We don't, do we?
No, we don't, except that former PM Tony Abbott said that Europe was undergoing a peaceful invasion. This is on the same weekend. And he urged them to take up an Australian-style border protection policy. So he's kind of telling other countries what to do.
And not just one, all of them, as many as Europe has.
Yeah, now, I'm a little bit confused. Now, you know, should I listen to Tony Abbott or the person who's putting Tony Abbott's policies into practice? I'm not sure who I should listen to. But look, at moments like this, the thing to do is to call up Queensland MP George Christensen and find out what the government's position really is. Yeah, but look, if Europe was in the market for a system designed to break the human spirit, cost an outrageous amount of money and produce no real outcome, I mean, why wouldn't you come to Australia? Because we have the world's best system.
Yeah, we should be shopping that around.
We should be. And I'll look on a slightly less cynical note. There was protests on the weekend over the sale and possible destruction of the Sirius building in the Rocks. Quite a few thousand people there, I think. And look, yes, it is a piece of architectural history, but putting that to one side, even though it's an important question, the real question, and the one that I think we need to ask our Premier, Mark Baird.
I'm familiar with him.
Yeah. What kind of city do we want Sydney to become?
Oh, I think he's got a good answer for that.
Is it, you know, is the harbour only for the rich?
Yes.
Do we want to live in a city geared around the pursuit of the soulless?
Absolutely.
Should Sydney become a place for property developers have wet dreams every day?
How is it not already?
I was going to say people should write a letter to the Premier, but there's no point, is there?
Look, actually, you know what? Right, anyway. Just let Mike know if you are unhappy with this. I think it's about time people got more active in state government and got more furious about it.
Yeah, so that's Jamie Packer, P.O. Box, 123, yeah, Las Vegas. Okay.
Thanks very much.